Remix. Rewind.
This is the remix.
No, this is the rewind.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Jay LaVon.
It's the one and only Jasmine J.
And it's your girl, Jada Kalise.
And this is
Remix and Rewind.
And if you're new here, this is the place where we introduce you to new music, artists, theories, and ways to connect your real life to the music you listen to. So for today's episode, we're going back 10 years to celebrate how iconic the year 2016 was in the landscape of music. Even a decade later, I don't think there has been a year so mutually loved and respected. And it's really just overwhelming to think about. It's been 10 years, y'all. Like, that's kind of crazy to me.
Time flies.
But was it really that era in music, or are we just being nostalgic?
It's that era.
I agree.
It's that era.
But before we go any further, I want to say congratulations to my beautiful, accomplished, and incredible co-hosts, Jasmine and Jada, for graduating this semester.
Yeah.
I'm so sad.
I'm sad. It's bittersweet.
It is. It's very bittersweet.
Mostly sweet, I will say that.
It's bittersweet, like, on the other end, watching y'all leave. Like, I'm proud of y'all, but, like, I'm going to miss just everything. I'm going to miss recording. I'm going to miss yapping.
Sitting in on each other's shows.
Yeah. It's so crazy because that's really how it started.
Exactly.
Like, that's really how it started. Like, if we did not meet each other at the time, like, there would be no podcast. There would be no remixing and rewinding. Like, that's
there
crazy.
Would be no, like, friendship.
Literally, yeah.
It's so insane because that really was all of our first time meeting each other. Jasmine, if you hadn't transferred into J school after being a psych student, we would have no remix to rewind.
Yes.
That's insane.
That is crazy.
Domino effect.
Butterfly effect. Oh.
Yeah, like.
All effects.
Divine intervention, for real.
Literally.
Yes.
So I just want to say, like, it's been more than a pleasure to create and anchor this show with you guys, to work with you. Like, all the times we came in, we edited, we were stressing. Episodes that's been lost to time.
Yes. Yes.
Y'all don't even know the half. And I just want you guys to know, like, you're immensely appreciated and loved over here.
Aw.
But how does it feel to be leaving?
Again, bittersweet, definitely. But it's very exciting. But I can also say I'm confident and I'm very content with everything that I've accomplished as I'm leaving.
That's good.
I agree. I think it's definitely bittersweet, like I said earlier. It is, like, kind of sad because it's like I'll never be in this radio station experiencing undergrad, going to class, coming here, you know, recording, doing my show. Like, I'll never get to experience that again. But I'm also excited, like Jada said, to go on to pursue new things and see what accomplishes. And then also see what everyone else accomplishes, J school. And also, I think it's good to, like, have this time because this has been a time for growth and development. I feel like I've grown so much being in J school, grown so many skills. So now being able to apply those, I feel like I'm really excited to do.
Yeah, I will say, like, FAMU will change you, like,
literally
for the better, for the better every time. And it's only been like a year, but I've seen so much growth in both of y'all. Like, it's kind of crazy.
And vice versa.
Yeah, same.
Working with you is so easy, and because you provide such a different perspective, it's just so easy to have, like, fun conversation and back and forth conversation with you. Like, we all have very different perspectives, but you are, I would say, like, you're like the heart of the show.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I would say that.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. And you know so much ball. Like, you got
have
a
so
lot of
much
knowledge.
Ball, like, it's crazy. Knowledge. Elite ball knowledge.
Y'all, like, when I tell you, I really wish this was my job 24/7. Mm-hmm. Like, I could really do that. I could write a book. Like,
music journalism.
Music journalism.
It can be.
Is really
independent,
like,
journalism.
My thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for real.
Yes.
But now that we've gotten all the sentimental mushy mush mush out the way.
Right.
I think we should step into a little time portal and really get into the charts of 2016 and reflect on this infamous time in music.
Okay, yes, put me in that time machine. No money long.
No money long, y'all. Like, I ain't wish I had a
machine.
But y'all, let's talk about how crazy it is to really be in 2016. Like, Beyonce released Lemonade.
Just the other day, it was 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Like, she done made a whole post. You know, she don't post about nothing these days if it ain't her on tour. Like, she ain't have nothing to sell. She just was like, yeah, like, this my 10 year. Like,
boom.
Then Rihanna released her last album. Like, it's been 10 years since we've gotten a body of work from Rihanna.
Yeah.
Such
a good album.
Album that really, like, changed her career and really solidified her
peak.
I don't think she would have been able to leave for 10 years off of any of her other albums. Like, they're good, but I just don't think she would have had the staying power to never have to come back if it wasn't for Anti.
I agree completely.
That was a good point.
Yeah, like that album, I don't know if I would say it's her, it is a peak. I don't know if it's her only peak or her main peak, but it's definitely a peak in her career. And I think if she had to leave off on anything, it would be that. Mm-hmm. Frank Ocean released his final album, Blonde, which is another like 10-year gap of an iconic work that has just kept somebody relevant for a decade. Like, that's crazy, especially in this day and age. That's crazy.
But also, I feel like in summer 2016, Drake claimed it. He claimed it was summer Drake's, as his.
And
like,
Rihanna's Working Controller and Needing
that
Me.
That dancehall Caribbean wave.
They brought that in crazily. They and did. Drake was at the forefront of that. Like
One Dance, Controller. Especially Too Good.
Especially Work. Like, that was a reset. Like, them two together with that song. That song went platinum. Like, really.
It did.
I will say Hotline Bling.
Hotline Bling. Oh, the child. When people was making the little memes on Instagram.
I still see those, like, very sparingly, but I still see the Hotline Bling memes.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I would say Drake has released a 1,000,000,006 albums since then, but I will say that was the start of him really taking over the music industry. And that's lasted almost 10 years. Like, if it wasn't for the controversy that he's been through the last, like, year or two, he would probably still be on top, starting the wave that he started in 2016, you know? Like, 2016 just, it was ball for everybody, y'all.
It was. Everybody did what they had to do.
I gotta shout out my girl Solange with A Seat at the Table. This was the album, she's released albums beforehand, but I think this was the album that really made her a solidified star in her own right. And I think when we think about Solange, we think about the Solange that was created and brought to us from that album and her following albums. So I just want to shout out that because I feel like sometimes she gets lost, but she won a Grammy for that performance.
Wait, I know you said when we think of Solange, we think of, like, you know, her in her own right and whatnot. But when I think of Solange, I think of that elevator video. And I have to ask, was that elevator video when she beat up Jay-Z in the elevator in 2016 too? Because listen, 2016 goes beyond music. Yeah. 2016 had so many beefs, so much drama, so much gossip. Like, pop culture was at its peak in 2016. Yeah. Was that in 2016, Jared?
So it was in 2014.
Okay.
But we was building up.
I'm sure.
Building up to Lemonade.
A lot of that clout. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Building up to Lemonade.
Did Jay-Z cheat on Beyonce in 2016?
It was that's probably the buildup. That's when she made it. That's probably when she was finalizing everything, getting everything together.
Y'all, that's crazy.
The whole year was just a cultural, like, reset.
Shoot. Drake and Meek Mill was beefing in 2016. And then 10 years later, he's still going at it with Kendrick Lamar. In a lawsuit, at least.
Oh.
He's still beefing.
He's still beefing, y'all. Like,
that's crazy. And also,
I
was going to say, and also, like, during this time, I feel like we had, like, a diverse amount of music that people still listen to. Like, the songs y'all are listening, I still be playing. When I do my little live show and I'm picking songs, I'm like, ooh, Frank Ocean, Lemonade, Formation, love playing that on the radio.
I like Kiss It Better Down.
Yes. But what I will say is every song that we name, we all know every single song.
Exactly.
There hasn't been a song where I was like, how does that one go? There hasn't been a moment.
It's on the forefront of your brain. Like, and we were kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like 10 years ago, we were what? 11 and 12?
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy to think that that music has had such an impact on us from the time we were in middle school till now. And we can still listen to those songs and connect with them. Like, it was just something in the air in 2016, like, y'all.
And that's why I'll never understand why people try to get on social media, trying to be different and quirky, saying, I don't know what it is about 2016 that got y'all reminiscing so bad. Yes, you do.
You knew exactly what it is, actually.
I remember it being like 2017, 2018, and people were already saying, oh my gosh, summer 2016 was so good.
Hello? Let's bring it back.
And it was like a couple months ago at that point, like, something about the air, something about pop culture, something about everything in 2016 was just different. I don't know what it was. It's not even like, oh, everybody was going through a heartbreak or everybody was lit. It was such a balance of both. Like,
yes.
I think it was something for everybody in 2016. I think that's what really made it magical. Like Jasmine was saying, like, there's not one type of music that was popular in 2016. Like,
yes, I was just gonna say that, because even like with 21 Pilots, like, people who probably don't even listen to that music type of music now were listening to 21 Pilots.
You guys were saying, wish we could turn back.
Yes,
time.
Right.
What? Wait, did Suicide Squad come out in 2016 or was that 2018?
Wait.
Please look that up, because that Sucker for Pain song used to be.
And the song by Kehlani.
What gangsta?
Gangsta.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, y'all.
Suicide Squad was definitely 2016.
See, that y'all. Was a. No, y'all don't understand.
Cultural reset. No. Cultural reset. That is the best we've ever had it.
Yes.
It's not even nostalgic, bro. That's the best we've ever had
and
it.
And that's like when music was really like synced up with movies too. Like everything, that's another thing. Everything was connected. Media, social media was connected. Music was connected. Movies were connected. Everything was connected.
Everything was on the same page.
Yes. Yeah, so you don't have that no more.
Nobody was too far ahead and nobody was too far behind.
Bro, Love Yourself by Justin Bieber came out 2016.
And this is when Justin Bieber, he was wearing the flannels. Y'all remember, this is also when Justin Bieber got to be a little different, I feel like.
And then what about Company, Sorry? Oh my gosh, wait, that definitely was Musical.ly, y'all, because Sorry was like literally viral on Musical.ly.
Yes.
So y'all before right. we started recording, somewhere it had said TikTok started in 2016, but it really was Musical.ly. Yeah. Like, Musical.ly was so hot. And Dub Smash, low key. Do y'all remember Dub Smash?
Yes, when people would do the little dance. Yes. And broccoli. I remember there was like a little dance to Broccoli.
Broccoli came out.
Triller. Where you can make your own little music videos.
You had like a little music video. You could do your own little
Jasmine.
Edits.
I don't remember Triller. I don't remember that.
Bro, when I show you Triller, you're going to remember Triller.
I might remember it. I don't remember.
And then like Jada had said Snapchat was at its height.
The flower crown. The dog.
For me, it was the dog.
The unicorn. Yeah. Yeah, watch out, bro. The rainbow tongue. Stop playing, bro.
Yes. And then also, like, going back to, like, this, it being diverse, because what I was saying about Justin Bieber and he was, like, collaborating with, like, Skrillex and Diplo. Like, people were collaborating with people you would never see
exactly.
people collaborate with. Like, I'm sorry. Like, that was just, it was too good.
Wait, wasn't this when, like, Ariana and Nicki were collaborating?
Yes, side to side.
With Side to Side, yes.
Actually,
that whole album of hers came out in 2016, Ariana's.
Guys, Just Dance 2016.
Bro.
Tell me that's not the best Just Dance, y'all.
Bro, we're making so many realizations right now that we didn't even touch on these before we started recording.
February 2014.
We just opened Pandora's box.
Like, literally.
No, because when I be going on TikTok and I be seeing the TikTok lives, people be on TikTok live playing Just Dance.
Playing Just Dance or Michael Jackson Experience or any of that.
Y'all, let me gag y'all.
What?
One song we did not bring up. Hmm. Black Beatles in the
city. Be back immediately. The cops get the money.
And you know how I know 2026 is not like it's not really 2026. It's not hitting like 2016. Because I was at a party and literally they played Black Beatles and why was people still moving?
See,
you need to freeze. Like,
stop playing, bro. But hold on. Let them do it at White Boy Wasted, though. Nobody's going to move.
Nobody going to move.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to move at White Boy Wasted, though.
See, like, and also, the other trend that happened, was it Andy's Coming? Was that in 2016, too?
It was the same era.
There were so many trends. Like,
and you know what's crazy? All them challenges, or trends and stuff, it required, like, unification. We don't have that unification. We can't get
everybody
together
has
and
to
do
be on
little...
the same page
yes.
culturally.
Mm-hmm.
Like, bro, everybody was doing that. Teachers were doing it in the schools. Like,
yep.
Everybody. Like, not just one offset of human race.
And we ain't had nothing like that since Harlem Shake, for real. When you
Harlem
really think about
Shake.
It,
Harlem
we
Shake
haven't had
deep.
Nothing
I think
like
Harlem
that.
Harlem Shake was like way before that, but like.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, we didn't have nothing until
Gangsta Style.
So, whenever I think of 2016, I think of.
Wait, was that Whippin' Nae Nae too?
Wait. No way, Whippin'. No. No way.
Don't get me started, please.
Please don't tell me Whippin' Nae Nae was
Or Rolly, the Rolex
song. Or any
song,
of them.
Or any of those songs.
That was 2015.
Okay, it was 2015, but we were still doing it in 2016.
We were still
But that means
doing it.
That was like the era of all the dances, too.
Yes.
Whenever what's I the other one, Rolly?
Oh, yeah, I just wanna Rolly
with a Derrick.
Oh my, the fact that we still like know it, like
yes.
When I think of 2016, I think of the Killer Clowns.
Oh,
and then when
yeah.
I think of the Killer Clowns, I think of The Weeknd, because The Weeknd
yes.
came out with like Starboy and all that 2016.
Y'all.
And I'm sorry, that was The Weeknd's best
peak.
Era. Like that was peak.
That was
like,
real
low-key.
Like he was really doing real poppy R&B.
Like, yeah,
that was,
R&B.
Yes. That's really what it was. And then you know what else I think of? I think of all the Musical.ly challenges.
Mm-hmm.
Wicked. Hola, como esta?
Yeah.
Konnichiwa. Like what?
Y'all. Panda.
Y'all.
Like, all I can say is y'all.
And I think, like, for me being such a big R&B head, the fact that I can go back to those songs and, like, I hear it differently because I just have a different ear for music now. So it's like I hear layering. I hear the meaning behind the lyrics. I hear mm-hmm. the production value. I hear everything that really went into these songs. Even the play ones that were just, you know, to go viral.
Mm-hmm.
There was still so much care put in it. And I feel like now we've talked about on past episodes where it's like you can tell sometimes people are just making music so it can go viral on TikTok. And they only care care about that one 30-second clip of their song, mm-hmm. and that's what they put all their energy into, and then the rest of the song is just like, oh, okay.
It's just not it.
It was not like that in 2016. The whole song was a banger.
Whole song was a banger.
And also there was, I will say, there was like a staple sound like during 2016. Like I feel like there was kind of a sound, but the sound was still good. Like I feel like now if we have a sound, it's not the same quality isn't put into it. Like you have songs that are for trends during that time and they were still good quality songs.
But I think that the whole teen era had a theme in the song's vibe.
Yes.
Like especially like 2014, 2015, they had them little bouncy beats like like DJ Mustard was on a run.
Oh my god.
DJ like Mustard Rent
Jersey,
was due.
Everything had a Jersey mix.
Yes.
Like, everything had a Jersey
DJ
mix.
Mustard Rent was due, bruh. Every year had a sound.
Do y'all remember Starkeisha and all of those like different
Starkeisha, no.
It was like Lala and Quay. Like it was everything. Like people were making parody videos. We were talking about that.
Yes, no, because parodies literally died. I feel like the reason parodies were so good is because you went to go see the original music you were excited for the music video because like, oh, a parody finna come out. Like I would watch music videos just so I could compare it to the parody. Like
I literally did the same thing. Like I promise you, the only reason I did watch Side to Side by Nicki Minaj and Ariana was because I seen the parody version first.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, the parody version getting stuck in my head. I want to go learn the actual song and see the actual music video.
Yes. And I would argue music videos don't even be hitting like they used to. Like, they used to be, these are movies.
How do we even know that the music videos are authentic and real from the artist? Because we used to have Vivo on YouTube.
Yes.
We don't have Vivo no more. Where's the Vivo watermark?
Wait, Vivo's gone?
I don't see the Vivo watermark
anymore.
Like,
very sparingly.
Yeah.
Like, everybody don't have them. I want to say, like, Sabrina Carpenter might
have
them.
Like, that's insane to me.
And also, I forgot what music video it was, but it was Beyonce and it was like behind like a paywall. Like you had to pay. Like people are not even gonna pay for a music video.
Yeah, I'm not gonna
lie,
y'all. Sabrina, she got that Vivo in every music video.
I don't see it on everybody's stuff like I used to. Yeah. Like once you see the red Vivo, you know this is real. You know it's from that artist.
This is authentic.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Dang. Did we still have cable in 2016?
I had cable.
Oh my gosh, Cheap Thrills by Sia. Was that 2016?
Come on, turn it around.
That's another thing. Sia was also in her little bag during 2016. And just that era in general, because I remember like hearing like, what's the other song, Chandelier? I don't know, that's not 2016, but like, you know, like her sound, like she was like really like popular. And I just love, like when I look at top hits of 2016, I just love how diverse it is. I brought that up earlier, but I just like, I feel like now we don't have that. We have diversity, but it's not like in the same way. Like these are very separate, distinct sounds. Like Sia don't sound like Drake and all these people.
Yeah,
nobody really sounded
like
each other.
Everybody sounds low key the same or has similar sounds. You're definitely right.
Even people in the same genre too.
You're definitely right.
Like,
I agree.
Charlie Puth, y'all remember him?
Yes.
Zayn came out with Pillow Talk.
That was Zayn's peak too.
But wasn't like that the year he left One Direction, or was that the previous year?
I don't remember.
Like, I wonder if that was when he first left and then came out, or
Adele was still big. Like, stuff was just.
And what is Adele doing now?
Is Dua Lipa still making music?
I think she is, but she seems like she's blackballed.
What?
That's what it seems like. I feel like I've been reading on Twitter something about her standing up for Palestine or something, or speaking out against it, and she's been like blackballed or something.
Really? That's was big in 2016 when she was starting to get big. Girl, why was Zara Larsson coming out with music in 2016?
Was that the I Will Never Forget You?
I don't know. I haven't heard it. I just see her on this playlist thing.
Or Lush Life, or was that 2015?
Yep, I found another crush. Lush Life giving.
That was 2017.
Y'all know what other song came out during 2016?
What?
Scars to Your Beautiful by Alessia Cara.
Oh my god.
And then after that, didn't she like drop off the face of the earth?
Apparently she still released music, because I'd be looking at her TikTok, but like, it's not hitting. No shade, because I think her music's probably good, but you know, people not listening for that quality, for that message.
Cue the SpongeBob sound effect.
Sorry.
Not too much on her. But I also think in terms of messaging, during that time, we had better messaging as well.
There was a lot of positivity in the music.
Like, yeah. Like, now, I'm like, we don't have the same uplift.
Was Meghan Trainor, like, a thing?
Yes! No came out in y'all
that
song.
No came out.
No. And that's when Meghan
Trainor. Maybe it was a lot of positivity.
My name is. No, my number is.
Yeah.
There was a lot of messages then. Was that the Me Too movement?
Yes!
Oh, my God. Bill Cosby and them. They was going down in 2016.
Literally, we just keep opening, just keep like, pulling stuff. What the heck?
2016, and I don't think that it's just nostalgia. I think it's just how impactful it was.
Impactful, like, iconic. 2016, didn't we have an election too? Like,
it was Donald Trump got elected in 2016.
Oh,
I was trying to like not bring that up.
But low key, you kind of have
but
to.
But you kind of have to.
During that time, especially with what's going on right now.
Mm. Yeah.
Jada Smith was all right. We really need to be talking about the social and economic political state of the world.
And people laughed at him. But that's because he was too ahead of his time.
Can we really, like...
We got to talk about it.
Because if we talked about it, we could have stopped it. And aren't you...
It's sick, y'all.
It's really sick.
And also 2016, I feel like we still walked around with a little bit of like naive.
But you also gotta think we were kids.
But I feel like in general, like just in life, like now I feel like if a celebrity goes to do an interview, they're like, you know, what do you think about the political? Stand on this, stand on something. Whereas I don't remember nobody's views during this time except for,
nobody,
you know,
really
empowering
to
women.
Do that.
Yeah.
26. No, okay, never mind. I'm too ahead. I was thinking about Black Lives Matter, but that was like 2018, right?
That's 2020.
Yeah. Oh, 2020.
Because y'all don't remember being in COVID?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, yeah, I was too ahead of my time. Sorry about that. I thought I was getting somewhere.
Yeah, but 2016, like when I think 2016, I think whimsical, I think fun, I think summer. And also summer was big during that time. Like summer, there was like, and okay, I will say I do think I'm kind of mixing some of this into just being a child. But like there definitely was like more emphasis on summer, on like being excited for summer and seasons in general.
So many summer 2016 vibes. Like that's when summer vibes even started in 2016.
Low key. Yeah. Wait, so like I have a question because that brought up something like, what were y'all doing in 2016? Like, do y'all remember? I barely remember.
I'm about to
like,
go on my Snapchat right now. I think that's when I first moved out of the city of Philly to the suburbs, and that's when I started attending my predominantly white school. So I was in middle school. Yes. And at that point, there was a major cultural shift. Like, not seeing as many black people and like listening to the music they were listening to at the time, but also still being tuned into what was trending at the time for people who look like me.
Yeah.
So, but I'm looking at my Snapchat. Right
if
now.
I'm not mistaken, 2016, I was still in Illinois. So I was like coming to Florida. So I was still in my, that was also a whimsical era for me because I was still in the whimsy. I didn't even really know what a real public school was like until I moved to Florida. So I was like in general still like very whimsical, very like, I was sitting, I remember I would come home. As soon as I got home, I would take my backpack off, get to making music leads. Like that was a full-time job.
Yes,
like,
no, it was
a full-time job.
In the morning making transitions. When you go to the bathroom during class, you're in the bathroom making TikToks. Yes. With your friends, TikToks bro. During lunch, and y'all would get in trouble. Like, they did not want nobody making TikToks at lunch. Why? Why? How is this hurting you? Like, we no longer have recess. All we have is lunch. So this is our social time.
Also, I think social media during that time was more fun too, because now I feel like every social media is pretty much,
it's so serious.
Economic. It's very serious, very economic state of the world, like political economics. Whereas like social media, then like musically, all they did was post to music. Like it really, I mean, people had little sketches and like, you know, like Lele Pons
skits and stuff.
But it was primarily for entertainment. Whereas now it's kind of like a news source.
And I feel now like, it's like, also like a job.
Yes,
a
like job, clout chasing.
Yes, they were trying to sell me something. Before, they were just trying to get likes. Now you're trying to sell me something. You're trying to get my money.
Every video is an ad, and it's like a discreet ad.
Sometimes it's not even discreet no more. Like, I'm doing a paid partnership with yada, yada, yada. Okay, girl, like, we get it. Get your money up. But... it wasn't like that. For me, I think I had just got to the school that I would end up staying at, K-12 school. And I got there like fall 2015, but 2016 was the start of it. I used to walk to school, and that's why I say that like, I was so scared of the killer clowns, because I just knew a killer clown was going to jump out at me at 6 o'clock or 8 o'clock in the morning and like really just get me from a bush. Like, I don't know. I was really scared. 2016, wow. I was like in choir.
Oh, me too.
I was still a church boy really bad at that time. I think I might have still been like carrying my Bible to school a little bit of 2016.
Not you had the Bible at you was about it for real.
Yeah, but I was still cussing people out, so I don't know, man. It was duality.
With the Bible in hand?
Not with Bible in hand. It was probably my bag. Like, but no, I was obsessed with Beyonce. I was obsessed with City Girls wasn't even out yet. Oh my gosh.
Oh, when did City Girls come out? 2018. I'm telling you, that whole teens era was crazy.
Who was I even obsessed with at the time? I don't even know.
The
like,
whole teens era was crazy.
Also, I feel like during that time, like men were dominating rap, whereas now like women are dominating rap. So that's very interesting too, especially because when I think about the songs in 2016, like I was talking about Alessia Cara, it was very women empowerment. It was very work from home. That's not the title of that song.
I think it is.
Work from home?
You don't gotta go to work. Work that.
You talking about that song?
Yeah.
Oh, that Fifth Harmony? Yeah.
Okay. But that, maybe
Fifth
that
Harmony
was a good
Lil Mix was still out, y'all.
We girl groups.
Groups, period.
Oh, yeah.
Groups, period.
Yes.
One Direction. When did One Direction split?
I think 2015. Oh. Zayn left at 2015.
Mm. But they didn't. But still, they were still together for like a little bit when Zayn left, right? Or I'm bugging.
I'm not gonna lie. I wasn't big into the One Direction.
I wasn't either. I'm just behavior. Like, yeah, I was definitely yeah.
Y'all, like, I can't believe everything that was going on.
Also, back to the Killer Clowns. I'm jumping from subject to subject. No, but I'm sorry. Okay, we got too much to talk about.
2016 was jumping.
Because why was Killer Clowns our biggest like that was scare? My biggest like worry that was the biggest worry in life.
I really cared about nothing else but Killer Clowns and what I was gonna eat for lunch.
Literally. And I don't even feel like it was just because we were kids too, because I remember being at a school dance and someone said, because you know people used to just be lying for no reason, but somebody said they saw clowns outside and so they shut down the school. We couldn't leave the dance. It was really? Yes.
Oh my gosh, Andy's coming. Do y'all remember that?
Yes.
Andy's coming, yes.
Just falling out.
And that was like a big school thing too to do at school.
Yeah, that was fun.
Were there any online games out? Like, was Cool Math Games still a thing?
Cool Math was still a thing. Movie Star Planet was still a thing. Oh,
I loved Movie Star Planet.
I think IMU was still a thing.
Y'all ever played Pop Tropica? That's not 2016. I think that's way earlier, but Pop Tropica, y'all remember
being in school and taking the laptops out of the computer cart and playing Pop Tropica? Or, yes, wait, have you ever played Secret Builders?
No.
No.
Oh, my God.
Have you ever played Fireboy and Water Girl?
Yes.
Yes.
That's what Cool Math Games.
Yes. Yeah, that's everything.
All the pizzeria papas.
Down.
I love the freezeria. That's the best one.
What wingeria? I was so tossing good. Up them wings. No,
mine's
I love
the
wingeria.
Pancake one.
Oh, really?
There was a pancake one.
I never played the pancake.
No, you know, I like niche stuff. Yeah, I was trying. I probably was trying to be different.
Trying to be quirky. Trying to be quirky.
OMG.
Thank y'all.
You talking about some OG?
No, like. For real, like, I'm really just thinking about how simple life was. I was still listening to Tori Kelly, like.
Oh, my God. Yes. She is a vocal powerhouse.
She is.
She is a vocal powerhouse. Like, she sings very well.
What does she even do now? That's another thing.
I think she's trying to make music again, but I know she might have, like, dealt with some health issues or something in the past.
Oh. And didn't she and JoJo make a song together?
I think so.
Yeah.
And also, I feel like we are trying so hard in 2026 to try to recreate old times. Like, even with Fetty Wap. Like, I love Fetty Wap, and I'm not saying he's trying to recreate it because he just got out of prison. Like, that's not really easy. Like, he got to, you know, make up.
Yeah.
But, like, even people like the videos of him singing, like, 679 or
Trap Queen.
Or Trap Queen and all them songs. Like, people love hearing those songs because it reminds them of a time where they were more free and more, like, everything was just, like, just so...
Life wasn't as expensive.
Yes.
Yeah. I get what you're saying. But, you know, I kind of want to compare Fetty Wap's situation to, like, when he had got released out of jail, he did it the right way.
Yes.
When Bobby Shmurda got released from jail, he fumbled.
He fumbled it so bad. Because you heard about him for, like, 2 months, and then I haven't heard nothing else.
He, like, literally died off. But Fetty doing it right, because now he keep popping up. Because at first, I didn't even know that he even got released until I seen he was, or A Boogie with the hoodie brought him out. And I want to talk about A Boogie, too.
A Boogie
love him. He ran 2016 to 2018. He had a run.
The song I didn't mention, Jeremiah came out with,
That
was 2016. Y'all. That song is so good.
I love that
And I will
song.
Say, I feel like during that time, a lot of songs were tasteful, too. Like,
yeah.
Because I remember still, like, being a kid listening to songs, and, like, you know, like, a lot of songs were not for kids. But it's, like, it was still tasteful. You could still really get away with listening to it.
I think that was probably, like, the last
little bit of, like, censorship in music.
Yes. And now it's just, y'all just giving it out.
And you know how we talked about in an earlier episode, there's no music for kids? I think that was the last era of it actually being music for kids also.
So, like, preteen era.
So,
I think,
like, 2016 going into 2018, is really when music just changed, and then 2020 put the stamp on it, like, yeah, it's a completely different world.
It's a wrap.
Yeah.
Dang, y'all.
Wow.
That's crazy.
R.I.P.
But, you know, now that we're wrapping it up, what is your favorite song from 2016 and your favorite song from 2026?
So, I'll go first. My favorite song from 2016, y'all, it's, like, so hard. Like, I'm fleshing through Beyonce. I'm fleshing through Rihanna. I'm fleshing through, like, all these little singles. But I think my favorite has to be Don't Touch My Hair by Solange.
Yes.
It's not the song that I listen to the most from that era, but I think it's the song that might make me feel something the most. Like, it really takes me back to that time. I used to listen to it all the time. It can make me happy. It can make me sad. Like, the lyrics are just so raw. So, I think that's definitely my song from 2016. I think my song from 2026 so far is Leak It by the group Flow. We talked about how there's no groups.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know how bad I love Flow. I'm always talking about them. Like, mm-hmm. I'm always plugging them. And I think they're going into, like, their, like, grownish era. Like, they're, like, growing up. And Leak It is a really, like, sexy pop song.
Mm.
So that's my song for the year. so far.
Okay, you talking about Don't Touch My Hair. Okay, I'm going to say my songs. But that song, once again, I feel like there was a lot of pride during that song. Like everybody was proud of who they was. Because literally, Don't Touch My Hair.
Don't Touch My Hair.
Don't touch it. She
I know the black girls was going crazy with that one.
No, right. My 2016 song choice is going to be from the album Blonde by Frank Ocean, because we have not heard from Frank Ocean in 8 million years. Like, I talk about that every single time, but it's like,
is
you're literally depriving
like,
us.
Like, where's he at?
Exactly.
Like, the last time I heard about him was Coachella, and people were upset with him about that, about his performance.
It was bad?
They said, like, he didn't really give too much effort.
He was just there.
Yeah.
Frank, stop playing with me, please. But my song choice is White Ferrari, because that's a great song. People, and also the thing about Frank Ocean, his music in 2016, when you go on TikTok, you're going to hear Frank Ocean. Whenever people do the little edits with the music, Frank Ocean, he's like A24.
It doesn't matter. And it's always a different song. It's never the same song. It's always a different song off the album.
But I will say, you know, y'all, I think I've said before, like, I don't really listen to Frank Ocean, but mm-hmm. Novocaine is my song.
Yes.
Like, y'all. And that just gives me, like, I don't know if that came out in 2016, but it just screams 2016 energy.
Yeah. People crave for a summer, head out the window.
Feel good.
Feel good song. Mm-hmm. And he was providing that, I will say. And then my 2026 song, and that's another thing. Sorry, I keep saying, you know, this is a very long tangent. But the thing about 2026 is, if I think about, like, top hits, I don't even know half of them. I'm not going to lie. Like, so I have to go into my little niche artist or stick to my artist in order to find music that I genuinely like. Whereas in 2016... I could jump from Chainsmokers to Halsey to Drake to Justin Bieber.
We didn't even talk about the whites.
The whites.
We didn't talk about the Caucasians.
Ah, we did a little bit.
Just a little bit, but not enough.
We
definitely should have talked more about them. They were running it.
They were.
Dang, did
G-Eazy? Did we talk about G-Eazy?
Oh. Did we talk about...
G-Eazy was 2018, I think.
Did we talk about that group that Joe Jonas was in? Like, wow.
DCE, Cake
by the Ocean. I forgot
about
that.
2026 song is Reclusive by Elmean. I just love Elmean, and I'm going to keep saying that because he's literally the only thing that's holding me on to music recently, like, or current music. Him and Kamari, because they both are released, like, really good.
Kamari's so good.
Too good. Like, actually too good. Like, he needs to come to FAMU. Well, I won't even be here.
Yeah, you won't be here, man.
You were not going to come back from homecoming? Like, what if they spend a little FAMU?
She said she's not coming. Well, it was all
in
her face.
Your first alumna homecoming?
I'll come back for the first, but, you know. So, y'all better bring him for the first homecoming. Yeah. So, just for me. And also, he's just like every song, bar for bar.
Wait. Because I'm thinking about homecoming, I'm thinking about Lotto. When I think about Lotto, I think about the rap game. Did the rap game come out in 2016?
I don't know. I was never a rap game watcher.
Like, Jada, don't irritate me.
I was never
right
a rap game viewer. I'm sorry.
And that's another thing.
The rap game came out in 2016, y'all.
I'm sorry. I'm not going to lie.
That's insane.
We do have to get into this. Because the rap game, that once again, every genre was thriving. The rap game literally, I don't even like, to this day, I like rap, but I only listen to like older rap.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's for a show about children rapping. I don't even think you could do that now. What if children
even
rap?
Yeah, I don't even think like you could have did that now.
I'm irritated. Anyways, yeah, my song is Reclusive by Elmean and the rap game at 8 and... Yeah.
I'm going to say for me, my favorite 2016 song would have to be Location by Khalid.
Yes.
I feel like that's when he first came out. Like, that's when I was first introduced to him. And that song was everywhere on the radio. Every morning, every afternoon, every night, that song was playing. Love that song. And I love the remix, too, with Kehlani and Lil Wayne. So good.
I haven't heard that.
Yeah, like, you just put me onto something.
It's good.
First of all, you just reminded me that song existed, and then you just put me onto something else. This is what I'm gonna miss, y'all.
Oh, no, stop, please. Don't do that.
And also, I remember the album covers of a lot of these songs, too.
Yes. The album covers were iconic.
Yeah. They were so simple.
We didn't even touch base on, like, what Lil Uzi or Playboi Carti was doing at the time. We didn't even touch base on that, but it's okay, because this can be some Instagram content. We can even make videos after this.
We
like,
can.
Listen, we got the time.
Y'all, we're gonna do content from like our different areas, like Remix and Rewind cannot die. Like,
that would be perfect.
Low key,
that would be perfect.
We got to keep it going for
we
real.
We have to. But for my 2026 song, this song didn't come out in 2026, but it started trending in 2026. Coconut by Sailor. That song.
Hey baby, won't you open up?
Spread you open like a
I
coconut.
I feel like you would really like that song.
No,
I don't know that song.
That's like low key your vibe to me. Like, you're so.
No,
Jasmine, you have to listen to that song, and you have to when we drop the weekly playlist graphic, you have to comment and say if you like it or not.
Yes, yeah. I will. And y'all gonna comment too that y'all like it. Actually, rate all our songs.
Yeah,
rate all of them. Especially because y'all know who they coming from. So if you like have more of a Jasmine vibe or a Jay LaVon vibe or a Jay Khalees vibe,
Like, y'all know.
Let
y'all
us know. Songs,
wait, Loki, so that's a good little question. Like, who's, like, who do you time?
Who do you relate to the most?
Yes.
Oh, y'all. I hope they answer.
Yeah. I hope so.
I'm going to force y'all too.
Oh, my gosh. Y'all, that's like, that was the last, that was our last weekly playlist question.
I'm finna cry. We gotta keep doing these weekly playlists. We got, I'm sorry, like, I'm gonna hold on. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm really sad. Like,
maybe we gonna be like this.
Maybe weekly can become monthly.
Yeah. Mm.
And we can have like
a little, a couple more songs.
Yeah.
I feel like Law and Order. You know, they keep going. They just, yeah, just like
Grey's Anatomy.
Mine as well.
Okay, y'all. That's it for today's episode of Remix and Rewind. We took it back to 2016 and talked about what really made that year so iconic, from the music and albums to the cultural moments that come with it. And we decided it's not nostalgic. It's just very impactful.
Yeah. And I also feel like we got into the bigger question of whether 2016 was actually a better time for music, or if we're just holding on to that feeling of the era. But we want to hear from y'all too. What song instantly takes you back to 2016? Tap in with us on Instagram at Remix letter N Rewind and let us know.
Hopefully we inspired you to take a deeper listen to the music you already love, or maybe discover some new favorites along the way. And that was Remix and Rewind.
Bye, y'all.
Bye, y'all.
Is produced in the studio of WANM-FM 90.5 School of Journalism and Graphic Communication at Florida A&M University.